Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 38 of the Playoff Push Podcast. I'm your host, Jack Dobbins, and today I am joined by a very special guest, Espo's Doodles over there on Instagram, James Esposito, here to talk some Giants football with us today. How are we doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How we doing, y'all?
I'm doing good, doing good. This is being recorded on Tuesday night, so we are 2 nights away from the NFL draft. Giants currently hold the third pick, so stakes are high. It's a big draft.
Huge, huge. So excited.
I think there's two guys that, we should target. But we'll get there in a second. First off, we got some giveaways going over on our Instagrams over on Espo's account. He has a sick Sean O'Hara signed photo from, he draws art for all these Giants. It's so sick. Got one of those sick Johns going up on the Instagram. Pretty neat right there. He's holding it up to the camera. And I got one over on the Playoff Push podcast Instagram as well. Some cards for my first ever giveaway on the account. A little, 175 follower celebration type thing. So go over and check those out if you have not already. But of course, draft 2 days away. Giants, of course, we're going to talk about it first. We actually made a post about the guys that we would most like to pick, you and me.
You?
So. Yeah, do you want to talk about who you want the Giants to pick first?
I feel like you already said it without saying it. There's two guys that you got to go after in this draft. It's got to be Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. I feel like those are the two guys you were
Bingo.
going
Bingo.
after. I mean, Cam Ward's not going to be on the board. It's just really a matter of who Cleveland ends up deciding to take, and it sounds like they're leaning towards Travis, with like saying he plays like Ohtani. They're singing his praises. Seems like Travis Hunter is going to be a Brown, which means hopefully Abdul Carter is a Giant.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, the Titans quarterback situation is really getting bad. Will Levis, clip farming, they can only run with that experiment for so long. They need to target Ward, I think, in the one, because, who knows when they'll get another quarterback like Cam Ward. I mean, setting records all over the place. Do I think he's a first overall pick talent? Not necessarily. But do I think they need to jump on the opportunity to get a guy who can even be an above average quarterback? I 100% do. I totally agree. So that means we need to go with whoever Cleveland doesn't go with, which it's between Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter. I mean, Carter's a game wrecker. We haven't seen a guy like this, funny enough, since I think Micah Parsons.
If you
Maybe
guys compare to Micah, it's usually a good thing.
Hutchinson. Hutchinson,
That's, I mean,
possibly.
either way.
Either way, both absolute demons over there on the field. Micah, funny enough, wore the sticks. Carter wore the sticks over at Penn State, number 11. So I think both these guys have huge potential to be. I think Carter will jump on the scene, be a top five pass rusher within, first 2 years in the league. 100%, I think.
I think so. I mean, there's a lot of guys in these, like, I don't know, the Mel Kipers, whoever, not him specifically, but they have him as the top rated prospect in the entire draft over Cam Ward. I mean, that's just a necessarily a need for the Titans. They needed a quarterback to fill that spot, but Carter could be the best player in this draft class.
I agree. I mean, Carter's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, he went to my rival high school over in Philadelphia.
Wow.
But I mean, Abdul Carter, man. Like, the thing is, when it comes to Cleveland, I think they can go both ways. They can go with Hunter or they can go with Carter. Carter, imagine a D line with either Myles Garrett and Carter on one side or them on opposite sides of each other.
God.
I feel bad for the other team's
Yeah,
offensive
exactly.
tackles.
Scary. You can say the same thing about the Giants, though, too, with
Oh,
Dexter,
my
another one of
God.
those guys. How many offensive linemen do you have to block?
Giants D line. We could legitimately rush four every play and still get to the quarterback. We could rush Dexie, Burns, Kayvon, and Carter. It's
I mean,
ridiculous.
that line just sounds so elite. I mean, like, I love Travis Hunter, but the more and more I think about it, I hear those four guys coming at your quarterback at the same time. Can't block all four. I mean, one guy needs to take a break or whatever, but that's an elite, like, could be the best defensive line in the league, maybe. We'll see. We'll see.
Possibly.
Possibly.
That's why I think this is as good of a position as we could possibly be in this draft class. Because I don't think there's any doubt that Cam Ward's going to go one, meaning we likely get one of the other two, which I think both ways are equally, as important.
You're not mad as a Giants fan if you get either Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter, but there's always that sneaking. Could it be another position? And that's what we're
Exactly.
thinking.
Which scares me because, there's a lot of other players that the Giants have been scouting, but some of them I am relatively concerned about, the especially when it comes to Will Campbell. I mean, the offensive tackle out of LSU, he put up some incredible numbers over at LSU, that's for sure. But my issue with him is his measurables are relatively not that great.
I've heard that, yeah.
Do I think it's, game breaking? Not necessarily, but do I think I'd rather have him over Hunter or Carter? Not, no, no way. Not at all.
In no universe, no.
In no universe. Because the thing about Carter, he'll jump on the line, instant game wrecker. Whereas Hunter, we could put him as, wide receiver two and cornerback two behind Neighbors and Paulson Adebo. And I think he'll be an above average player at both positions, which while he maybe won't be as dominant as Carter will likely be, he could also supply pretty good, game on both sides of the ball, which the Giants right now are pretty desperate for anything they can get.
Yeah, if you can get a player that can help you on both sides of the ball, we're desperate and to improve it on both sides of the ball, obviously, you go get them. I mean, either one of these guys are available. I mean, I've been loving Travis Hunter all off season. I've been like Travis Hunter to the Giants, Travis Hunter to the Giants, and the past 2 weeks I've just been watching Abdul Carter film. And this guy, man, I think he's gonna be special.
He is. I mean, everyone who wears the 11 is special. The last like 20, 30 years, that number 11 at Penn State has just been dominance after dominance after dominance. You got Arrington, you got Parsons, you got Carter. Now you got Arrington's kid. I mean, we'll see what he does. But overall, over time, the sticks have really turned into like this dominant thing in college football, especially with that entire Penn State D line always just bringing the house and it totally working. But the top three, I think it's likely going to go Ward, then either Carter or Hunter. Giants take the other, which I think everyone should probably agree with that. I think that's a relatively consensus, top three. But heading outside of the top three, I think there's another thing that really concerns me, and that's Dallas's pick. I believe they are picking in 12,
That sounds right. Yeah, it's
somewhere
not
around
top. I know it's
there.
not top 10. That sounds right.
I
Yeah, I
think they're
think 12 sounds
picking
right. Could
at
be
12.
13, but I think it's 12.
Yeah, 12. They're picking at 12. The issue I have with Dallas is the fear that Ashton Jeinty falls to 12.
Oh, I think he gets scooped up before that, but oh, I would hate that.
I think so too,
I
but
would
it
hate that.
terrifies me because the Giants were statistically really, really bad against the run last year.
Oh yeah, big time.
If you give that Cowboys team a guy who could potentially be, a top tier running back prospect of the last 2 decades, that has a ton of room for danger. Sure, Zach Martin retired. I mean, getting one of the best offensive linemen in the entire league out of the league is huge.
Huge.
But if they still get Jeanty, they saw what he could do at Boise State. I mean, he doesn't really need the O-line. The O-line needs him.
He's an elite talent. You add that to an offense like Dallas's offensive line. I mean, but it doesn't matter. He's a game breaker either way.
He put out this ridiculous pre-draft statement. I'm gonna
Confidence,
pull this
great
up.
confidence, man.
I gotta pull this up because
Yeah,
yeah. A letter to GMs from Ashton Jeanty. It's crazy stuff. It's like put about his whole like life story. And he said, Ashton Jeanty, nah, he just went out there and played football. The dude loves football. And he kept going, it's tackle football. You know what I'm saying? I draft the guy they can't tackle. This dude's confidence off the chart, and he's the numbers to back it up. You give that guy to Dallas, holy cow, I am petrified
Yeah, I don't
for
like
what
that
could
at
happen.
all. That's why we got to get Abdul Carter. Make sure we do prevent that.
Exactly. Beef up the
Bolster
line.
the defensive line.
Anything we need to stop the run better, especially against Saquon and Jeanty in the same division.
Oh my God. That
Like that could be absolutely league breaking. So
is,
we're gonna need to do everything we can to buff up that line and get a better run defense.
I saw Mel Kiper had Omarion Hampton going to them as well. If Gentry goes before that,
Exactly. And he's not as terrifying, evidently.
terrifying but still a game
Still
breaker.
an incredible running back. Like he's still a great player. And even if it falls, as crazy as it sounds, I think Scatabo.
Oh my God, he's so fun.
Like
I don't know where he's going to get
he's so
drafted, but he's
underrated.
just so fun.
He's not even listed as a top 10 running back on
It's
most
because he
draft
plays for
sites.
like what, like it's Arizona State at
Arizona
this point.
State,
That's
but
just the program. I mean, like, I think he's not playing against like top tier talent, but like he puts the numbers there. I
he
mean, Boise
sank
State
them.
too with Ashton Jeantie is not the biggest program ever. I mean, similar,
Yeah, I
but
mean, Scadabo, 1,700 yards and 21 touchdowns this past year.
he's going to make a team very happy in a late round. I don't think he's going to go in the first. So, I mean, it's got to be 2-3 and somebody gets him for
Yeah, a
the
lot of
season.
people have him as a third to fourth round grade.
3-4. Okay.
3-4, which I think, you know, imagine Dallas goes like offensive line first round.
Yeah, they can wait.
Go offensive line first round, go like linebacker second round, and then go Scadabo in the third or the fourth. Dude,
That's
they.
the thing I've been hearing about this draft. Deep running backs. I mean, guys like Kyle
It's
Monongo. There's
bonkers.
guys all over
It
this,
is
like
ridiculous.
ton of running backs available. So you could
You.
wait. You could wait. What round did we draft Tracy in? Like five, whatever it
Yeah,
was. I
fifth
mean,
round, fifth round.
fifth round, absolute steal.
I was huge on Tracy coming out of college. I mean, I knew he was going to be a dog. I was totally right on that. I think if you listen back to my first episode with Sneaky G, I think I was talking a lot about Tracy.
Really, that is all. I gotta tell you, relatively, I didn't know too much about him, and now, I mean, obviously, I know everything about him.
Yeah, I mean, like transitioning from wide out to running back is, of course, going to come with some positives, and I
Yeah.
think it played perfectly. But the crazy thing is, there's a quality running back listed even below Scadabo. A lot of things have Scadabo at running back 12. They list Ollie Gordon at running back 14.
That's what's so crazy, how
Again,
deep this draft is. That's like a name that I totally forgot about. He was another
he
great
had
running
the
back.
same numbers Scadabo had last year, 2 years ago, 1,700 yards, 21 touchdowns at Oklahoma State. I mean, this is, I would say, arguably the deepest running back draft in NFL history.
Ooh, big statement, but I think it definitely could be true. Oh my
And
goodness.
another name, a guy who has, you know, a fourth to fifth round grade listed at running back 17, LaQuint Allen out of Syracuse, I
Oh, the
believe. I think he's
Syracuse,
from Syracuse.
Syracuse, yeah.
But I mean, you know, 1,000 yards, 16 touchdowns. And if you watch this kid play, I mean, I was deciding, you know, between, you know, Syracuse and a lot of other schools. So I was watching a lot of these football
Oh,
clips.
sure.
This kid is ridiculous. Like him listed as the 17th best running back on the board. I
Crazy.
think you put him in any other draft in the last 5 years, he's a top five back.
Top five bad. There's just so many names. Like you already named like four guys before you already got to him. I mean, that's what's crazy about it.
And the craziest thing is, some of the best running backs that could have declared didn't. Neither Penn State guy declared.
Oh my God, that's
Eighth,
right. I
Catron
thought
and
one of them ended
Singleton.
up going. He's
Catron
nasty.
and Singleton both stayed. And
Singleton
I could go for a few more that didn't declare. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like this list just goes on and on and on. Like even like Clemson, their running back Phil Mafah,
Mafa, yeah.
graded as a sixth round pick, 1,100 yards last year.
Yeah.
A 1 year starter, but I mean he's not bad at all. Dude weighs 240 pounds at
Ooh,
halfback.
that's nice.
He's a
Big body back.
truck. He's a truck.
Yeah.
It's like this is such a bulky draft. I think
That's
Dallas has
yeah.
all the potential in the world to get such a quality running back, and it is terrifying.
That's what stinks because they could even bolster two parts of their offense and that go wide receiver, grab a guy like Golden or Teterola McMillan, and then swing around running back in the next few rounds,
Bingo.
get some two guys. That's the problem. That's why I think another thing with switching back to the Giants real quick,
Yeah, totally.
a lot of guys want to make a two-headed monster with Tracy grabbing a running back. I'm with that, but I don't want to go too high with that value. We did the same thing with
Exactly.
Tracy in the fifth round. Grab any of the three names that you just put up there in like a third or fourth round spot. I'm with that.
This is
Absolutely.
the one draft where you cannot afford to reach at running back
No.
because there is so many. Wait it out.
So many guys.
Wait till the sixth round. You're still getting a guy who has potential to be a starter.
Absolutely.
And like, you know, there's not many teams that run the Lion strategy with Gibbs and Montgomery. But if a team can execute it properly, this is the year to do it.
Yes.
Because you can draft three running backs. If you have 2 sixths and a seventh, you can draft three running backs. Odds are one of them will do something. But another team I really wanted to highlight in this draft class is a team that I think has a pretty good pick for the situation they're in. And that's San Francisco picking one pick ahead of Dallas at 11.
That's weird. You never really hear their name. You haven't heard their name in like a top 10-ish spot in a while. It's weird.
It's crazy. San Francisco is sitting at the 11th pick. Now, a lot of mock draft people have them taking D-line. And a name I've seen a lot is Mykael Williams, D-end out of Georgia.
Okay.
6'5", 270, Georgia native junior. I mean, again, game wrecker. Five sacks last year, two fumbles. He was injured for a lot of the year, but he had five sacks and 21 total tackles.
Well, that's numbers don't lie. I
Like,
mean,
think about that. Like, if
yeah,
the dude's
that's incredible.
healthy, putting him on San Francisco,
Oh my goodness.
this is such a weird draft. I
It
can
is such a weird
confidently
draft. You can
say.
go any way. That's the thing. Past like the top three, which like a lot of people like to think that they know is solidified, like it could go anywhere.
I can confidently say I've never seen a draft like this in any way, shape, or form.
Fair. Very fair.
And also, it's a very bulky offensive tackle draft, is
Yeah,
another thing. You
tackles
got
and running backs this draft.
Campbell, you got Membo from Missouri, you
Yeah.
got Banks from Texas,
Yeah.
and a few more guys that
A
I'm
few
not
more
even
guys, yeah,
thinking of right now.
sure.
Also, a very stacked, defensive end draft. You got Carter, who's technically a defensive end. I consider him to be one at least.
Yeah, plays it all, but you know.
You got Jalon Walker from Georgia. You got Mykael Williams from Georgia. You got that guy Mike Green from
Bowling
Marshall.
Marshall, that's
From
right, yeah.
Marshall. He like I did not I never even heard of him until this
Yep.
mock draft started coming out. I see him going top half of the first.
Top
I'm like,
half of
whoa,
the
whoa,
first,
whoa.
yeah.
Like, pause.
Who
Like,
is this
who is this
guy?
dude? Like, I'd never heard of him. And I look him up and I'm like, oh goodness. Like, this is a like you don't see guys from Marshall getting picked up that
Yeah.
early. And when you do, it's a Randy
I
Moss.
can think of one. Yeah, I can think of one.
It's
Exactly.
like, uh-oh. Then you got Stewart out of A&M.
He dropped his stock plummeted. He was supposed to be one of the top guys,
He
top edge
was.
rushers.
He was. But I still think he'll go first round.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I
I
think he'll be
still.
a late first round. I can see that.
Yeah, because
20s.
I mean 6'6", almost 300 pounds. Like, there's only so long you can hold him off with a build like that. If you give him like a good like speed training coach, imagine 300 pounds coming off you at the edge.
You don't want that.
Not at all. It's like there's so many positions that are just absolutely loaded. Tight end.
Oh my God.
This is a year where we could
We're not in a
legit.
position to get him, but Tyler Warren, man,
I know,
he is
but
awesome.
you could seriously see three tight ends in the first round this year.
Yeah, Colston Loveland and yeah.
Warren, Loveland, and shoot, what's his name? I'm
Yeah, I'm
blanking
trying to
right
remember
now.
the third guy. Oh, wait, is no the Oregon guy's not a first rounder. I really like him actually later in the draft. The
Shoot,
Ferguson or whatever his name is out of Oregon, but probably not the third guy.
oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I'm losing my mind. What is his name? Mason Taylor, LSU.
Oh yeah, LSU.
LSU.
Sure, sure, sure,
Yes.
sure.
Yes. I mean, like, there's just this draft.
Yeah,
Is
those last four positions that you listed at the DN, tight end, and whatever the last two are, biggest
the
like death. Running
yeah, but I don't think we've seen a draft like this where quarterbacks are this questionable.
yeah.
The funny thing is, there is not a single quarterback in this class I am fully confident will be a star, not a single one.
Even Cam Ward, you're not fully like a lot of people aren't saying that he's worth a first overall pick.
Like, I think
I
he's a
mean,
good quarterback. Do I think he's,
absolutely.
gonna live up to the first round pick, the first pick? No, I don't.
Titans
But
have
it's
had
like,
problems with that, obviously, with
it's a
Will
very
Levis.
weird draft because you have like so many like guys in their fourth, fifth, sixth, or even seventh years in college football. You have Cam Ward, I think, was a 5th-year senior.
Yeah.
Shadur, I think, is a 4th-year. Dart's a 4th-year.
Chuck's pretty old too, right?
Tyler Shuck, I think, is a 7th-year.
Yeah, he's old.
Seventh-year guy. Milroe, I
Like
think,
he's like
fourth.
my age. I'm pretty sure he's like my age.
Milroe, fourth. Ewers, fourth. McCord, fourth. Howard, fifth. Dylan Gabriel, I think, it's his 6th year in college football.
Yeah. A
So
lot of
many,
big
like.
names for the QB guys, but they're all very like scary in different ways.
I mean, it's like all these guys are really. This is like probably the oldest quarterback
Yeah,
class.
everyone's old. Everyone is like, you usually don't see that. A lot of guys like to get out of the get into the draft early, but this was a
The
year that would
youngest quarterback on draft day will be Jackson Dart, and
have.
he'll be like 10 days from being 22.
Oh. Okay. So
And
that's relatively
the
young.
oldest on the board is
Shuck Shepherd. Oh.
it is Shuck.
It
He's
is
been
Shuck.
he's almost 26
Oh my God.
as a rookie.
Wow. That is old.
Like if I'm
We love
sorry.
him too. Apparently, the Giants love him too. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah, no, it's
Yeah,
crazy because
exactly.
it's like this is the one draft I would not be confident taking quarterback. I think we go everywhere else and just let Russ
There's so
and
much
Winston go.
value in other positions, and we already grabbed Ross and Winston.
Bingo. Bingo. Just gotta sit and let Russ and Winston, do their thing for a year. Next year, I'm unsure about what the class looks like, but I can guarantee you I'll be more confident in at least a couple guys than I'm right. Aller's coming out next year.
Probably an Arch Manning, depending on how he plays next year. I mean, I don't know if
Yeah.
he's playing.
Aller definitely with stuff to work on, but I
Oh,
think there's a like that throw to seal Penn State's fate, stupid throw. But like the potential is so high.
give him another year. Yeah, he's going to be a very good quarterback.
I think you put Aller in this class, I'm taking him over Ward.
Yes.
I think I would.
I think about it, but I'd say probably yes.
But they're very comparable
They're
quarterbacks.
very comparable
And
quarterbacks,
Aller's
absolutely.
younger. And I mean, I don't know. I think Aller's the better quarterback. I really
Yeah, they're
do.
saying the same thing if you go the other way. If you were to put J.J. McCarthy in this class, he would be the top-rated quarterback.
That's the thing. I was never a big fan of McCarthy.
Really?
I know a lot of guys who were, but I was like doing prayer rituals in my bed every
Oh, yeah,
night
for the
saying,
Giants not
please
to
do
draft him?
not take JJ
Absolutely.
McCarthy.
Same
I
spot,
would rather
absolutely.
have anyone. I'm sorry, Bryce. I really do not like JJ McCarthy. Like, I really do not like him.
I get it.
But like, this is a draft where there's so many guys at other positions you cannot afford taking a quarterback. Next year is going to be a ridiculous draft for Penn State, by the way. Can we talk about that?
Oh my God, yeah.
Aller, Singleton, Catron Allen. And you got like one of the bulkiest tight end cores. Warren leaving won't even have that much of an impact. You got Luke Reynolds right behind him, along with so many other guys.
End factor, yeah.
Yeah, but
Let's
you
hope
know,
Theo Johnson takes that next step
I
for
hope
Penn
so.
State
I mean,
tight
I
end.
loved Theo. I
I do
really did.
too.
At PSU, I thought he was huge. So just gotta live up to it. Anything's better than Darren Waller. Anything is better than Darren Waller. Don't even get me started.
Oh, don't get me started. Oh my God, I hate that guy.
So, of course, the Eagles have the 32nd pick, Super Bowl champions, 32nd pick. But I still think they can do damage in this draft just based on how loaded it is.
Just close your eyes and pick somebody out of Georgia. They'll
just get anyone from Georgia. Odds are it'll work.
I saw Jay. I mean, Jalen Walker couldn't go because he's probably too high. I
No,
think there's a
I think he's
second.
top
Oh,
10.
Malachi Starks. That's who I saw in Georgia. Not going to him
Ooh.
late in the. Yeah, I saw that in the no cut
I was seeing a
room.
lot of I was seeing a lot of Starks to Baltimore,
Oh, that's
pairing
wrong.
alongside Hamilton.
Oh, I
I
love
was
that.
seeing a lot of that.
My buddy's a diehard Ravens fan. I think he would love
Yeah,
that.
I saw a lot of that. I've also seen a lot of Pierce out of Tennessee to Detroit the following pick.
Okay, I can see that.
Just
I can
again,
definitely see that.
putting him opposite Hutchinson. Hutchinson's
Hutchinson,
coming back.
sure. He can mentor him too. Hutchinson mentor him. Yeah, I
Yeah,
like
let's not
that.
forget Hutchinson was likely going to win Defensive Player of the Year before he got hurt.
Oh
He
my
was
God.
on a
That's so
sack pace that we've never seen before in NFL history.
nasty.
No, I mean, again, you put James Pierce on the other end. Pierce is just an absolute game wrecker himself. As good as Carter is, having a guy like Pierce that far back in the draft, 10 sacks last year, 8 sacks this year, forced fumbles all over the place, has a pick every once in a while. But like, again, I will say it again. This draft is so ridiculously loaded.
Yeah.
Any team in the first round has potential to get an absolute game breaker.
On deep positions.
It is all over the place. Another thing I'm interested in is the Colts going tight end,
Okay. I
which
can
is what
see
I'm
that.
interested in. I think Loveland goes to
Loveland sounds
Indy.
like they want Loveland makes sense because I would see Warren going in the Jets range, maybe not to the Jets, but that 7-8 range probably.
Totally. But then imagine you have, Taylor at halfback. Then a receiver, you got the ridiculous core they have over at wideout. I mean, none of them are like over the top great guys,
Yeah,
but they're
like,
all at
yeah.
least average.
Yeah.
And when you have like five guys you can hit with the ball, I mean,
I'm a
you're
fan of
fine.
Josh Downs, too. I think he should probably take a leap this year. I like him a
I
lot.
agree. And then you get a first round tight end, And
Yep.
they've already have a pretty solid line as is. I mean, they still have Quentin Nelson, right? I'm not
Yeah,
I
as
didn't
long as
miss
Quentin
anything.
Nelson's on that line, it's got to be solid.
Yeah, I didn't miss anything. So it's like
Yeah.
there's but the issue is with the Colts is that they have a quarterback battle between Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones.
Eight dimes, yep.
Only so much you can do with that quarterback unless, you know, Richardson takes a step up that they thought he would, taking him fifth overall 2 years ago.
I thought he was going to be something else. I mean, he put a lot of great tape out, like a lot of like highlight plays in
He
Florida,
was a
like breaking
project pick.
tackles, like
He was the definition of a project pick. There
yeah.
was there it was not a safe option
Shouldn't
at
take a
all.
project picked at five. That's a, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably a mistake.
Not a safe pick at all, but imagine if it panned out the way they thought it would.
Yeah.
Dude, like he's
Maybe
just
Daniel
so
Jones will
fast.
motivate him to be that guy.
Maybe, but I've never seen a quarterback with a worse completion percentage in a year than Richardson last year. I'm gonna look up what it was.
Yeah, sure.
You want to take a guess as to what Richardson's completion
Oh
percentage was
my
last year?
God. Oh
You want to
boy.
take a fun little guess?
Give me, oh man, 35%? I don't know.
Okay, no, you're underwhelming. It's 40, 48,
Okay,
47.7.
48-4. All right, I won't
But
get it too low.
still, 8 touchdowns, 12 picks, quarterback rating
Oh,
of
rough.
47, 7 fumbles.
Oh, that's bad. I mean, Jones has a problem with the fumbles,
So
so I mean, Colts better
19,
watch out.
19 turnovers.
It's a lot of
Well, I
turnovers.
mean, of course, you know, with an offensive line like the Colts, you're going to gain most of the, he only lost one of the seven.
Okay, well, that's pretty good number. Wow.
But still, fumbling 7 times,
You don't want to
regardless of
lose the
whether you recover
roster.
them, is concerning. Plus, never mind, he had one catch for -1 yards, but no, but this is a draft where I think I don't even think this is a draft that relies on the first round. There's so many talented guys that teams can get in the second, third, fourth, even the fifth.
Oh, yeah.
Just all over the board. However, a position I am kind of underwhelmed with is corner.
Okay.
Like the guys like aren't necessarily bad, but I just don't think there's, you know, besides Hunter,
Besides
a
Hunter.
guys that stick a guy sticks out. I mean, Will Johnson, I thought was a top five guy heading into the year. I've seen him fall on draft boards down to like 25.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he was like top 10 for a while, I felt like, at least.
Yeah, I didn't follow Michigan as much as I probably should have, but I don't know why he dropped this far.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm not sure either.
But even without him, this is still not a very good
Not
corner
really.
class at
Not
all.
really,
I mean,
no.
it's listed as four guys with first round grades. I really don't believe that.
I don't think so
And then
either.
like and then like another six guys with second round grades. Again, don't really believe that.
Yeah.
But so this is not the draft to take corner if you're not going to get Hunter or maybe even Johnson. So you're going to see a lot of teams opt for defensive line, a lot of teams opt for the backfield, and a lot of teams opt for outside offensive line, specifically tackle, maybe a few guards
Yeah, sprinkle them
mixed
in.
in. There were a few guards that I kept my eye on that I think, you know, have potential to be some pretty good ball players. The guy at guard that really jumped at me that made me think, wait a minute, this guy could be a good move to take was what's his name? Marcus Embo out of Purdue.
Oh, okay.
Projected third or fourth round grade. I don't remember which one, but I mean, you know, watching all these PSU games, my dad's like the biggest PSU fan ever. So I
Course.
watched all the games. And, you know, Purdue, not necessarily known as a football school, but I mean he's a big guy. Just turned
Yeah, absolutely.
22. Just turned 22,
Young.
300 pounds. 300 pounds at guard, mind you.
Oh, man. He can move. He can move at 300 pounds. He's gonna make a team very happy.
Yeah, I mean, honorable mention, all Big Ten, but even getting an honorable mention to all Big Ten in the fourth round,
Absolutely. I mean, yeah.
that's a move you kind of have to make. That
Make
should
that
go
move.
without saying. And then you have Tate Ratledge,
I've heard that.
another guy pretty notable at Georgia.
Georgia, yeah.
But, you know, first team All-American, second team All-American the last 2 years, first team All-SEC both years. Issue is a lot of lower body injuries
Okay.
with Rutledge, but I mean, you know, 310 pounds at offensive guard.
Wow.
And
Makes me excited to hopefully the Giants can get a few of these guys in later rounds just to bolster the O-line.
it sounds crazy, but as much as I love Carter, the crazy thing is it might be worth trading back.
We're listening to calls. I mean, they just reported that today. I
They
mean,
did, yeah. Both us and Cleveland. But with trading back, you lose out on a Hunter or a Carter. But if you can get a back, a middle to back end first round pick and add like a third or a second round pick.
Sure. That's valuable in this draft that's so deep. You get two another because we already have 2 seconds, right?
I think so. But the Giants team is so boom or bust. We've a game record D line, pretty good running back, great wide receiver one, but there's still so many spots we need to upgrade.
Question mark.
Evan Neal failed.
Oh my God.
The linebackers, they're good, but there was a step down last year leaving Martindale's system. The question is, can that step go right back up? And we need huge secondary help. There's no one doubting that. Like, because Banks showed us nothing last year. He fell off a cliff.
Yeah, he really did, man. I mean, putting him into the first slot, I think putting him in the first quarterback role, I think that hurt him. And I think bringing in Paulson to Debo will hopefully help him out, a guy who has a little more experience than him. Hopefully he gives him a little bit of mentorship, and him sliding down to the quarterback 2 spot hopefully gets him back in his confidence.
I agree, but Drew played out of his mind.
It's another thing. Yeah, Drew
Drew played
Phillips, man. I love
very
Drew
well.
Phillips.
Played very, very well. So I was very impressed with him. So what I think this draft, the Giants' main priorities need to be not address quarterback, leave quarterback. We can deal with Russ for a year and Winston as a backup for a couple. But I say if we need to focus on something, focus on one more guy for the D line and secondary. Just focus on secondary. And maybe a nice wide receiver too. I
Yeah,
appreciate
somewhere down the draft. There's a lot of wide receivers, like
I
low-end
appreciate
guys too.
Slayton, but he's I don't think he's a receiver too. Just
Give
because
him a lot of money.
he
I
has the
don't know.
potential for it, but like when you don't, what was his numbers last year? Didn't we like not use him in several games last year? Like not even give him the
Yeah,
ball once?
not real. I mean, yeah, he's also had a little problem with the more Wandell with the drops, but I mean, it's he's dropped the ball in big spots I can remember last
Yeah,
year.
573
Oof.
yards last year, but there was a game against Tampa Bay that we lost by 23 points, did not record a single catch,
Wow.
and there were five games where he only got one catch.
It's not a wide receiver, 2 stats, but I
It's
hope he can
not.
take that leap with the money that he's got. And the thing is, Malik Nabers sings his praises. He said he helped him every single game with the tape and all that. So if Leak likes him, I guess that's fine.
Yeah, so top five positions that the Giants need to target at some point in the draft. D-line, corner, running back to go behind Tracy, because
Sure.
I like Singletary, but
Yeah.
he's not a long-term option.
Yeah.
Then a wide receiver too, and either tight end another third string safety. I think either of those are fine. I
Anything
don't.
depth-wise in the secondary, I'm in on that. Just because I feel like anytime somebody went down, the guy that we put in was like, why is that guy guarding this guy? And it's going to be a problem.
Because I really do think Illuminor is not bad for now. I think Illuminor is a good player. So I think we can leave tackle for this year. Despite it being a
For now,
loaded, if we get a good tackle falls to the third round, maybe. But don't consider tackle in the first or even the second.
Don't reach.
Focus on other spots. Because we're talking a lot about the Giants, but we're both Giants fans as well.
Obviously, yeah.
If you're clicking on this episode, you're probably a Giants fan, odds
Hopefully,
are.
you're a judge.
But I mean, this is what I think. And I think we targeted, the teams that I think are really important in this draft in order to, watch out for next year. We targeted the guys ahead of us, San Fran, Dallas, and all those guys that I think really are dangerous. I will say it now, though. I think Denver is terrifying this year.
Oh, absolutely. Bo
I think
Nix.
they are
Oof.
terrifying.
Bo Nix is so good. It's crazy.
The sophomore slump may exist. I don't think it'll be enough to slow them down.
Don't think so either.
You give Denver a quality running back.
And
And
that's another thing. Yeah, I saw Marion Hampton going to them too, another
like
name.
sorry,
I
what?
like that.
Like don't underrate them getting Evan Ingram.
Oh my God, that's a
Like
great pickup. He's gonna make people very happy in Denver. He's a good player. He's got wide receiver speed at the tight end position. He still pretty much has that speed at this age. He's going to be
Totally.
very good for them.
And they got Hufanga to cover safety.
Yeah.
So if Denver, has a 2020, whatever it was, 2022, 2023 Lions type draft,
Yeah.
I think this could legitimately be the team out of the AFC for the Super Bowl.
They could take a huge leap this year,
Wouldn't
without a doubt.
surprise me in the
You
slightest.
make the right draft picks in this draft, and you can make a huge leap.
I totally agree. Well, I think in this episode, I think we touched on quite a lot of great prospects, a lot of guys to keep your eye on. So, first round is Thursday, second round is Friday, and the third round, which I believe is 4 through 7, is on Sunday. Second and third round Friday, first round on Thursday. So that's what it's looking like. I believe all of those should be on NFL Network if I'm not
Sounds right.
mixed up with that. Draft hosted in Green Bay for the 2025 season. I think that's enough to do it here. You think anything else we need to touch on in our last minute or?
No, I think we've pretty much gone through everything. Last question I'll ask you before we go. Do you
Totally,
think we should
totally.
trade back into the first round after the third
I
pick?
don't think we need to.
I don't think so either.
I would rather trade, if we're going to trade at all, I would rather move our number three, move back in the first to
Move
an
back.
either middle or back first, and then add a second or a third. I think that's the best move if we're going to make a high tier move. I don't think keeping three and giving up second or thirds to move back into the first is necessarily worth it just based on how crazy depth this draft has.
Sure.
That's my thought. But
Right.
hey, we just need to trust our front office, trust, they do what's best for the team, because
Gotta trust. All you can have is faith.
we can only pray. I need a playoff win again. It's
Oh
so
man,
bad.
I don't know. I have this weird, like, good feeling. I don't know why I have a good feeling. I like Russ. I mean,
I do. I
I
do.
don't know. I feel like, we make the right draft picks. Maybe we can make some noise. Maybe.
I hope
Anything.
so. That's going to be it here from episode 38 of the Playoff Push Podcast. Espo, thanks for hopping on with me, man.
Absolutely. It was an honor.
Totally. So that will be it, episode 38. I'm your host, Jack Dobbins, signing off. Let's go, Giants, and have a great day.
Go blue.